Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Second hour, next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Teron Davenport, Parker Kelly with you. We are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. It is time for you to talk to TD. Get your questions in. 615-737-1025. We'll get to your calls. We'll get to your texts. Let's start by going to the phone lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Wes and Hermitage is called in. Wes, thanks for calling. Good morning.
What's up, guys? Good morning, TD. Good morning,
Wes.
Jake.
What up, what up?
Man, TD, I've put you on this in this place before where I've asked you to talk me off a ledge. I don't really know where I sit right now as a Titans fan.
Okay.
You know, it's not always about the team as much as it is about the owner, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. Completely soft on pulling credentials from people like that. But to keep it football related, look, man, when Cam came into the league, I didn't know much about him. I didn't know a whole lot. I started watching clips. I started reading things. I started, you know, talking to people that did know about him. And I got a little excited, and I said, okay, I'm going to watch this Denver game, and I'm going to see what, you know, see what I like, see what I don't like. And after the Denver game, I said, okay, Cam Ward needs to work on three things: accuracy, decision-making, and footwork. And I'm going to reassess it again after we play Houston after the bye week, because I feel like that's a pretty good sample size. So then after Houston, if I remember, we lost by 3 points. I think it was like 16-13.
Yeah, did that game go to overtime? Or was it like walk-off field goal?
Which game was that?
You know, when Cam hit the ball to Chig down the sideline, and then Van Jefferson scored the touchdown to tie it. I can't remember if it went to overtime or if Houston just went down the field and scored.
I believe that one went to overtime.
Yeah, something like that.
I believe it went to overtime.
I just remember watching that game, and then afterwards I said, you know what? I think if I had to reevaluate Cam Ward again, I would say he needs to work on footwork, accuracy, and decision-making. But that's okay. He's got one full season to prove to me, you know, that he looks like he's a you know, an elite 1-1 pick quarterback. So by the end of the year, I had the same exact assessment, like, man, footwork, accuracy, decision-making. But that's okay, because I've always been told by all the experts that when a quarterback, or any player really, but especially a quarterback going from year one to year two, that's the biggest jump that they make.
Mm-hmm.
So then I get super excited for this offseason. Then I start hearing all this stuff out of camp. Then I watch a couple of preseason games, and I think to myself, you know what I think Cam Ward really needs? He needs to figure out decision-making, footwork, and accuracy.
Yeah.
And so now I'm sitting here like, is this just what he is? Like, are we really banking the future on this? And I guess there's so many people that either love Ward, and there's a lot of people that don't love Ward. I guess my question is like, where does the faith come from? The man didn't play in a championship for Miami, but then the very following season, Miami's is going toe-to-toe with some of the best teams. Now, I don't think I can't think of his name off the top of my head.
Carson
Beck.
Georgia
quarterback.
Carson Beck, yeah.
So I don't think Carson Beck is better than Cam Ward.
Right. It's because Miami's defense got drastically. Yeah. They couldn't stop Molasses in December when Cam Ward was at quarterback. They could when Carson Beck was there.
I get it.
You got the two pass rushers. You got Keontae Scott. I mean, there's a bunch of players on that defense.
I just don't. I don't see this elite 1-1 quarterback. And I feel like Cam has this bravado attitude walking around everywhere. Like, yeah, I'll show you.
Let me stop you there. Let me stop you there. What is it that makes you think he has a bravado attitude?
The way he carries himself at the podium, the way he answers questions, the way he talks to the public. It just I just feel like
what's an example?
Okay, for example, I hate to bring this up, but when they ask you, how do you think your play is at preseason? Do you think asking one of the most highly critiquing media members for their opinion is the right way to go about that? No, probably not. You should have just said, you know, man, look, I could play better. You know, there's things I need to work on myself. There's things we need to work on as a team. We've got some new pieces.
So you feel his question back to Stillman was like an entitled or like a walking. How did you refer to him?
Bravado.
I just feel like he just feels like, hey man, look at me. I'm Cam Ward. I'm the quarterback. You can't tell me nothing. And that's just the type of attitude I feel like. And I just don't feel like he's proved anything in order to hold that standard. And I don't understand.
Can I tell you this?
Absolutely.
His teammates would tell you the exact opposite. And not with a mic in front of him. Not always with a mic in front of him. I'm talking about just, hey man, what's the bull like? How is he, man? Like, I know there's times I'm telling you, conversations with the teammates, with the receivers. I know there's times where you want him to put the ball here and you don't. He doesn't. How do you? Well, you know what? I just go and tell him, and when I tell him, he always is receptive to it, and he'll hold himself responsible if it's his fault. He'll admit that it was his fault. That's what his teammates say, and I just think we have to be careful forming these opinions without interaction with this young man. You know what I mean? I think that we got to be careful with that. Now, the critiques of his play. The footwork, like you said, the decision making, the accuracy,
all valid.
I'm 1,000% with you. I'm 1,000% with you. Those all got to improve.
So unorthodox for a 1-1 quarterback.
And you know what's crazy too? The more good plays that result after that, it's bittersweet because you see him make that good play. He makes that good play. And then he goes back and he thinks that he can make that play in another situation where he's running to his right and he throws across his body and Imani Hooker picks it off. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just like it's a gift and a curse. And like that whole – I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't want to coach him. I wouldn't want to coach him because it's like, damn, I don't want to take away your gift.
Right.
But sometimes it's a curse.
They compare him to Patrick Mahomes, and I'm like, but see, I've heard Cam Ward being compared to Patrick Mahomes. I've heard him being compared to Steve McNair. I've heard him being compared to Warren Moon.
That's just ridiculous. You know,
Joe Burrow came out, he was compared to Joe Burrow. They didn't say, Joe Burrow's the next Manning. So when they start comparing you to all these legends, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
What are we compensating for?
Yeah, slow it down. But see, you know, a lot of time, and there's differences in comparisons too. That's a problem that I have too, because like you watch somebody, you'll be like, yo, that reminds me of, like, it's giving, that play style is a lot like so-and-so.
Yeah.
And you're not saying, hey, he's going to be a Hall of Famer like so-and-so. You're saying like the play style is similar.
That's what Morganzi said, is like there's some Patrick in the way that he plays. I don't think he was trying to say this is the next Patrick Mahomes.
Right. But you have to be careful not to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If anything, okay, you know what? He plays a lot like Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams said that himself.
Yeah.
Cam said it too. Okay, that's a more reasonable comparison than the best quarterback who ever played football. Like, what are we doing?
Right.
Just the same as, like, you know, Treylon Burks got drafted to
replace AJ.
And everybody, oh, he's AJ. No, he's not AJ Brown. If anything, like, he's Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Like, very similar to Alshon. Like, AJ is different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just those are the things that you just got to be.
Yeah.
And even like, you know, when Xavier Leggett came, I'm like, yo, this dude he looks so much like AJ.
Yeah. That doesn't mean he is AJ.
AJ. But their play style is similar.
Right. 615-737-1025. Back to the phone lines. Nate has been waiting patiently. Nate, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up?
I can't call it, man. Yeah, I love the show, man. Look, man, Stillman had it coming, man. He been had it coming. Yeah, you know, I mean, everybody feeling sorry for this schmuck. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
he been hating on the Titans for years, man. And anyway, man, you know, I wonder if a lot of these people that say they Titans fans, are they really Titans fans? It's like they want Cam Ward to fail. I've never seen a fan base like this. I lived in a few cities. I've never seen it's like they say they Titan fans, but are you really a Titan fan? Just go on, take your jersey to Goodwill and become a Chiefs fan or something, man. Because I've never seen a fan base that just want their young quarterback to fail. Like, I'm glad Steve McNair didn't have to go through this type of scrutiny. You know what I mean? So I just want to get y'all opinion on why do it's like people want Cam to fail. Man, this guy's in his second year. I mean, the talent is there. I done seen him. I like that game. He made a couple throws. Like, the tight end could have got his foot down, and the rookie wide receiver could have made that catch, man. Like, he makes some throws where you'd be like, wow. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to get y'all opinion on why it's like people want Cam to fail, man. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Nate.
Look, there's pride. Like, sometimes people want to be right so bad.
It's confirmation bias.
Confirmate. There you go. Good word.
This is for both sides. Of the people who liked Cam coming out are going to be biased, hoping that he's successful. The people who wanted the Titans to trade that pick and not take Cam Ward have confirmation bias. They want to be right more than they want the team to actually succeed.
Yeah.
But, and maybe that's not the case. Maybe they just think it's completely the wrong path. But I think there is a lot of that, like, this is what I thought, and I want to be right about it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's really what it comes down to. You know what I mean? And it's a shame, but that's what it is.
Yeah. And I will say, being a fan doesn't mean that you blindly just support anything the team does. So it is completely okay to be critical of Cam Ward, not saying that the people who are critical of Cam Ward, it's only because they want to be right. Yeah, Cam Ward deserves criticism for some of the things he did as a rookie and what he's done in the preseason so far, but that doesn't mean you have to root for him to fail, which I do feel like there are some people out there who are rooting for him to fail.
Yeah, there really are. There are. And I'm, you know what? Hell with it. We're going to get into it. There's just a degree of disdain. And
I know what you're going to say, and you're right.
He has dreads. He has melanin in his skin. I don't care what the situation is. Black quarterbacks are always going to. And yeah, you know what? I am making it racial. I am. You know why? Because I just see a total. 9 times out of 10. Because, I mean, Levis caught it. Don't get it twisted. Levis caught it.
Yeah.
But I just, across the board, look at the way people talk about Lamar Jackson. Look at the way people talk about Cam. Look at the way people talk about Jalen Hurts. The man is a Super Bowl MVP. Super Bowl MVP. He gets more critique than Justin Herbert, who has a monster squad, maybe not now, but had a monster squad and didn't win a playoff game. Look at Jalen Hurts coming out. I mean, the caller says Steve McNair. Don't think Steve McNair didn't get chastised.
Right.
Warren Moon still goes to therapy. It's a different standard.
Yeah.
A different standard. That's the bottom line.
I mean, I think the most obvious part of it is the people who are like, give Levis a chance again. Let him back in there. It's like, we've seen Will Levis, and he was horrible in that 2024 season.
Yeah, and I'm not saying everybody. I'm not saying everybody, but
there's
a degree.
Yep.
There's a degree, and it just is what it is. It is what it is.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's...
But it's out there.
But it's something we've talked about for years on end. And no, I'm with you. It's not everybody. This is not to say that that's everybody's reason for not liking Cam Ward, but there's definitely some of it. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. We will continue to get to your calls. We see you waiting, and we will get to you coming up next. Jake Lyman, Teron Davenport, Parker Kelly, next man up, 1025 The Game.
Hey, Tom.
Parker said he knows he's got the... The perfect song coming back.
Mm-hmm.
think he got it.
It got a little hot in here. Yo, every time I hear that song, to make it a little bit lighter. Well, I guess it doesn't make it lighter because I'm divorced. But, you know, that song, they played that at my wedding.
Really?
And I remember my pops was getting it. My pop, yo. He
was getting down?
And my Aunt Carolyn, they were standing next to each other. And boy, they were killing it. Well, I was cracking up.
I got a funny story from my wedding. I'll tell y'all off the air. It's hilarious. It's very similar to that.
Yeah.
I love it. Hilarious. We'll hear it during the break. Today, the Nashville Sounds take on Louisville at First Horizon Park. First pitch is at 6:35, and you can catch all the action on 94.9 The Fan, presented by Twin Peaks Family Leisure and Social Cantina. It is your chance to talk to TD. We got loaded phone lines here. We will get to all of you. I'm already planning on extending this an extra segment, at least as of right now. Let's go to Matt, who has been waiting on the line. Matt, thanks for calling. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up with you?
Yeah, man, I love Thursday. We got my man TD on there. So,
yes, sir.
Man, I'm just going to preach a little patience to the people that, you know, root for the team and spend their money. I've been a season ticket holder for 20 years. I go down there. I don't sit on the couch in the air or whatever. I'm down there watching it. So,
spending your coins.
For real. Six wins in 3 years. I mean, 2 years. It hadn't been good, but if we hadn't learned anything, we need to learn from Malik Willis and all these other guys that they get good after about 3 or 4 years. The man ain't going to be good after 1 year. I hate to tell people that. He's just not. He may not be that good this year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Go ahead.
If he's not good after we get in the Palatial Palace downtown, if he's not good after next year, then maybe you can punt and then do what you got to do, because our fan base is just, we got a weird fan base, man. I got partners that are Cowboy fans and Steelers fans, and man, they come down on their team all the time, but guess what? They still ride with their team, and you know what? They don't go for a mediocrity. I will say that they wanted to put Tomlin out after the 20 years he put in over there. So, you know, and one more thing. I ride with my guy Stillman. I'm going to be honest. I think he calls it as he sees it. And other than UTD and maybe PK, everybody else is soft on the Titans. And if this was another market, they would really hate it. If it's any other market, go about anything up there.
Yeah.
Giants, Jets, Knicks. You know what I'm saying? So just have some patience, man. That's all I got, fellas.
No, I appreciate that. I'm not going to call anybody in the media crew soft. Everybody just has their own styles. But, I mean, we critique Cam Ward for a whole segment.
Yeah, more than that.
A whole segment.
Yeah.
It wasn't personal. It wasn't venomous. It wasn't anything. And I think, and I'm not saying the caller does this, but I think a lot of people in this fan base, and it's interesting because I've only seen it here.
Yeah.
San Francisco, Baltimore, Philly.
Yeah.
I didn't see them call media people soft.
Yeah.
Now, did everybody in San Francisco, Philly, and Baltimore say the organization sucks? No. But there were some who critiqued with some, you know, it was personal for some.
Yeah.
But it just, I don't know what it is about this fan base, but if you don't stand up and say, hey, he's a bust. He sucks. This organization is trash. Like,
you get called soft.
You get called soft. Now, me personally, I wouldn't. That's just more of what I could go on message boards and see.
Yeah.
As a fan, like as a Mets fan.
I'm right? Sure there are lots of that. There's lots of that going on in the message
as
boards.
As a Mets fan, I go to Anthony DiComo.
Yeah.
Right? You know why? Because I know I'm going to get objective, informative. Hey, look, this is what happened.
Yeah.
Right, I'm not going to say Louis Roberts Jr. sucks and that's why they cut him. Look, Louis Roberts Jr. had a hot streak, but then he fell back to earth. There are options next year for $20 million. The Mets didn't want to pay it, so they released him.
Yep.
Like, that's informative.
Yeah.
Is that, oh, my Lil Roberts is a bum. He sucks.
He's the worst player I've ever seen.
I wouldn't give him $1 million, let alone 20. You could get that on a message board.
Yeah.
You could get it on the message. I like to tell, if I know why, I'm going to explain why.
Yeah.
Now, me explaining why doesn't mean I'm apologizing.
Yeah.
I'm informing you. Like, my job is to tell you, like, what happened.
Right. I think they're... People fall into thinking all of the media people are the same and do the same job. Like, I've seen a lot of people lumping PK and Stillman together. I'm like, they do two wildly different things.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Kuharsky is a journalist. He is there to report the facts. And now, will he ask questions that are the tough questions or maybe poke? The one people bring up is last year. Was that resilient and relentless, Brian, what you're seeing right now? Like, yeah, you'll get some of that, like, poking. Yeah. But... Paul and Jared do two very different things. You go for Paul for actual coverage of the team, whereas with Jared, you're going for his take, his opinion on everything that's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, long-winded way of saying, it is a little bit strange the way the fan base and the media interact in this market specifically.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Gil in California has called. Gil, thanks for calling. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on with y'all?
Hey, West Side, the left side is the best side.
You know all the goatee things. Yeah. I love having in with y'all, man.
Yes, sir. What's going on with you?
It's getting close to the season. I'm getting excited. I want to comment a little bit on the Stillman thing. I don't think it was correct for him to call Cam Ward a bust in the OTAs. And I know it got to Cam Ward because Cam Ward is a media-type person, so I think it's been ill feelings ever since then. To call him a bust that early, but for each his own, it's kind of divided on that. But what I would like to say about the Cam Ward situation is that I think it's more of, I would just say the quarterback situation with the Titans, period. It's like we haven't had a stable coaching staff up front office or whatever to develop these quarterbacks and give them time to develop. And I think when you make a number one pick that teams are so desperate to win that they know that they have a quarterback on a cheap contract and they want him to come in and just make us to the playoffs so fast, but it doesn't always work like that. Just like Malik Willis, sometimes you need to sit back and let the team kind of, I feel, develop around Cam Ward and let him learn and let him be in the same offense for a couple of years to where he can have some stability and maybe you can see his growth. But when it's so much turnover, it's hard to learn. And that was Marcus Mariota, Will Levis. I mean, quarterback after quarterback had went through so many coordinators, nobody really got a chance to sit down and learn. And I think that's what Cam is going through, and everybody is taking it out on him. I think the criticism is unfair. It's too early right now. And I just want to see him come in and set up all the critics up with good play. And that's basically the only way I think it'll happen.
I feel you to a degree. I'm not going to say the criticism is unfair, though. He needs to be critiqued. Now, does he need to be critiqued personally and with the venom that some people across the country do? No. But he needs to be critiqued because, you know.
He's an NFL quarterback.
He's an NFL quarterback. And a guy, like, again, the question was asked, like, would you stake your career on Cam? No, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. And, you know, a good example of why I wouldn't is that 49ers game.
Yeah.
Especially, and I keep going back to it because it's just, dog, just take the – it's a layup. It's a take the layup. Stay in the pocket and deliver. Now, here's the thing, and you could agree with this. It's easy for me to be sitting in this chair. It's easy for you to be on the left side, you know, where it's nice and sunny, and say, hey.
Yeah.
This, that, and the third. But in the heat of it and being asked to do that is a different situation.
Yeah.
But see, that's the respect level. Not even the respect. That's the empathy, the understanding that you got to have. Like, it's easy for me to say, hey, he should have thrown the ball. He should have done it. He knows that. But these are the things that have to get better. They have to.
Yeah, I mean, I think that criticism is always going to happen when you are in that role. Whether if you're an NFL player, you're an NFL coach, you're going to get criticism and you're going to have to live with it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right that it doesn't need to rise to the level of he's a bust before he played his a single snap in his second season.
To his point.
Yep.
To his point.
Well, thanks for the call, Gil. Appreciate it.
Oh, I left it open. Gil, I left it open.
I didn't know
if
Gil had anything left to say. But
I didn't know y'all had left it open for me, man.
Yeah.
No, but I agree with what you guys are saying, but it's just like, give the man some time. I mean, if you listen to what Malik Nabers said, he said this offense is hard to learn. And Cam Ward is a hard worker, and I just trust when I hear that he's in the – in the film room and everything, I think he'll get it. I just think it's going to take time to click, and then everything will come into play because of his hard work. And I believe Salah will be our coach for a while. I just think it's going to take time. I wouldn't bet the house on him, but I'm just betting on his hard work will pay off eventually.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. I believe he's going to be successful. I do, because he's shown so many things to make me like, yeah, if you could just get this.
Right.
But see, the thing is, every time I see something successful, I'm like, okay, that's good, but you got to do –
right.
You know what I mean?
Can you do it every time?
Yeah. Or even like, hey, that's good, but you got to do this too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's see more of this and less of that.
Yeah.
And right now, like, it's like you're seeing an equal level of stuff.
And I think Gil makes a good point too about the offensive coordinators. He's had a different one every year pretty much since he went into college. You're hoping that Brian Daboll can steady that for him. And, yeah, there's a chance Brian Daboll gets swept up and goes somewhere else. But if he does, that means that Cam Ward took a pretty significant step forward this year.
Yeah, no doubt.
Appreciate the call, Gil. Yeah,
right,
have a
Gil,
good one.
Appreciate you.
615-737-1025 is the phone number. We will continue to take your thoughts. We see you waiting on the phone lines. We will get to you coming up next. Jake Lyman, Teron Davenport, Parker Kelly, next man up, 102.5 The Game. Next man up, 102.5 The Game. Jake Lyman, Teron Davenport, Parker Kelly with you. We are extending Talk to TD. Lots of phone calls today. We've still got a couple more on the line. Let's go back to the phone lines. Dustin in Hopkinsville has called in. Dustin, thanks for calling. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I hope everybody's having a good day. And, man, what TD said earlier, that is the thing that people, you know, try to keep out of. We try not to talk about it, but he is totally right. Coming from a white male, I never lived it, and nobody I know has. But all that stuff back in the day was unfair. Everyone has equal rights now, but there's on both sides, it's equal. This is as fair as it's going to get. In fact, 2020 about tore a lot of people apart that weren't racist. It made a lot of people who weren't start looking at different colors like that. I don't sugarcoat anything, man. I profile everybody. It's what keeps my family safe. Mm-hmm. And no one is excluded from me. Mm-hmm. Okay. When I critique Cam Ward, it's about the play.
Yeah.
When a man says three things that he's lacking last year, and we instantly see it under Daboll, under this new regime that looks like it could be fire on defense. Yeah, we're too quick. And I say I'm going to give him the Jets game. I'm actually going to give him five or six games. If I don't see improvement from Cam, that's it. But, man, it's the Titans organization's fault. There is a lot of division in the fans. And what I say to you when I critique this Titans organization, they gave me a bag full of weapons to critique them with, and they gave you none if you're sunshine and rainbows. Yeah. I mean, you could have a few. Don't get me wrong, but I'm going to tell y'all something. The white lady that's the owner of the team, that's who I have a problem with. All this stuff keeps happening. That's who I have a problem with. And I like her. She's a nice person, but, man, they always do some shiesty stuff, and it has to go through her. Stillman has kids. He has a wife. Yes, he says some off-the-wall stuff. I could not stand listening to him when I first started listening to 102.5. But then I was like, dang it, man, this dude is right a lot. And I don't mind not getting yelled at in the afternoon. But that man does not deserve that. Who's next? I mean, are y'all afraid to say things? Apparently not. I think y'all are kind of saying a little more. Like, you know what? Of all people, Jared Stillman, to stand up for. But dang it, that was wrong. Like, man, Nate, this team gives us so much ammo. They lie to us every year. They cut out a big lie. They ain't firing this coach. They ain't doing that. So they turn around and do it in the middle of the night, going to Preds, make a big move so nobody sees it. What are y'all talking about? Congratulations, you're spending money. They're pulling the wool, buddy. And you go ahead. I'm going to sit at home, and I'm going to laugh at you on the TV. All right.
But I think those conversations need to be had more. I mean, let's unite. Let's not divide. Two truths can be there. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I need to back off a little bit. And I'm going to tell you something. I would not have called the Titans about what I believe is true, Cam Moore, or his dad, getting in my DMs. In November, he got my phone number, and I told my wife, she works for a reputable phone company. She looked it up, Calvin Moore from Texas. I was like, no way. Somebody's pulling the wool. I thought it was 102.5. Okay. So then I make some comments, and then people you may know, when you've got a phone number in your phone saved, it comes up. Okay. And I'm just doing this for clarity. When you make a statement like I made yesterday, you have to be ready for the backlash. And that's a message to these Titans players, these fathers, these mothers. Your son is in the spotlight getting paid millions as a professional quarterback. You cannot listen to this noise. You cannot listen to me, nobody. And I'm not coming for nobody. But when a man has 500 and something likes on Calvin Ward's page, and he accepted my friend request, and that's just all I said. I posted it on my Facebook page. I said, Cam Ward is playing terrible, .. That is all, .. Carry on. And in the comments, Calvin Ward says, Dustin. And I'm not going to say what was said because I don't know. It's being validated. I've gotten contacted by the Titans organization this morning, and I'm not coming for him, but he needs to quit. I am not the one, and I am the one.
I like that. Hey, that's a bar. I'm not the one, but I am the one. Hey, man.
I am.
Can I borrow that?
Dude, you can have it, man. I'm nobody. Thank you. It's going nowhere with me. Make the T-shirt so I can buy it. Give me a T-shirt for real.
I'm not the one, but I'm the one. Yo, I like that, man. That's smooth. I like that. I like that.
TD, do you know who I am?
Who are you?
So, your Twitter page one time, I gave some flack about your podcast. Okay. I listened to it for about 5 minutes. I'm Dustin that was messaging you.
Yeah, see, I didn't realize because it's got you.
So I can be – look, y'all may not like him, but I'm a lot like Trump. Nothing is left unsaid that goes through my brain. And sometimes when it comes on the radio – I might take some words out, some colorful things.
Thank you.
Sometimes I just get colorful, but
you got to remember, there's people driving to work with kids in the backseat. Yeah. You know,
it's a family show.
Yeah. I don't want to get cut off mainly, and that's how I keep it. TD, I love that you mentioned that. And when I talked to you, I said that's one thing I can't stand these days, man. When somebody don't like what's going on, they bring it right to race, and that's got to stop. We got to unite, everybody. Whatever, if that's really Cam Moore's dad, you got to stop, dude, and you got to let your son play ball. And I have nothing against you, but you got to stop this, man.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, I really – and TD, your Facebook page, do you like Calvin Moore's stuff sometimes?
I really try to stay away from liking anybody's stuff, honestly, unless I actually know you. That's just me.
Yeah.
Because I don't like his stuff.
I mean, this man's got 500 and something. I told the Titans, I said, I wouldn't be calling you. But I said, I hope this isn't him. I said, but I wouldn't be calling you if I didn't think it was. Yeah, I said, I'm no BS person. And I told my wife, I said, they're talking about 102.5. People are getting messages from this dude. And this ain't about me, but this got to stop. That's a grown man, and he's got to let son play ball. And my thing is to stop him in his tracks before it gets too bad. I mean, it's wild.
Yeah, no, it's not good. And I mean, look, man, you know, it's unfortunate that this a game which is meant for entertainment has gotten to this point.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's something that
I'm guilty. I mean, I'm guilty at times.
And I get, like, you know, there's folks like yourself. You know, you spend your money, you know, on merchandise and on things, and you feel like, hey, man, like I'm attached to this team emotionally, and that's. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. You are attached to the team emotionally. And I'm not saying you, Dustin, but there's
the collective.
I had four fans come right into my mind that is just like, you know what? Y'all just get a life.
Yeah.
Find a way.
I have empathy.
man, me and you might fight, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, dude, so I see you down and out. I'm going to be the first guy to help you. Like, it's just emotions and acting off of them and stuff people really wouldn't do, and then they say in a DM. It's just wild, folks. If y'all want to be mad, I mean, don't be mad at each other as fans. Be mad at the creator, Amy Adams. Like, he's...
Well, you got a thing for her.
Yeah, that's not where I thought he was going. I thought he was talking about God for a second with the creator.
He said it.
No,
but
man.
No, I mean,
my
look.
Creator has a lot of mercy, dude, because, man, because that was something else that was brought into the DMs was my misdemeanor records, my speeding over 26. I'm like, dude, go ahead. Bust it out, because what you said before this, man, you're going to incriminate yourself.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's gone way too far, Jake.
Yeah.
Like, it's gone way too far.
Yeah.
I mean, look, again.
Hey, man, let's all unite.
Yeah,
let's
unite.
Fans,
this is a game.
Nate,
this
Trey,
is entertainment.
Adam, all of us and everybody that we extend to, let's unite.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're 100% right.
Appreciate the call, though.
And that's supposed to be – that's supposed to be the beauty of this game, right? It exposes you to people you probably wouldn't have interacted with before.
Right.
Right? And you know, not only does it do that, case in point, I'm in Greece. I see a freaking Mets fan. And I'm like,
right.
Go Mets. And he looks at me and I'm like, yeah, I know, bro. I know. You know what I mean? But the ice was broken.
Right.
I remember one time when we were at Athens, we did a tour. And we sat there. Part of the tour was a lunch. And we had to have lunch with three other couples.
Yeah.
Now, it's an old white couple from Houston. Another one from Dallas. And then it was a family. They were from D.C. Talking to the Houston about the Texans.
Right.
Oh, you're from Dallas, the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The ice was broken because
it should bring everybody together.
What would have been people just sitting there eating their food, not talking.
Right.
It became a family style. Why?
Yep.
Because of football.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
And that's so, what's disappointing right now is we've got real football being played in 6 days in the NFL. And we're talking about stuff that has nothing to do with football that we shouldn't be having to worry about. And that's what's frustrating about this. 615-737-1025. We're doing a full hour of Talk to TD. We see you guys on the phone lines. We will get to you. We'll wrap up hour number two after this. Andrew Allegretta from Vanderbilt going to join us at 11 a.m. Jake Lyman, Teron Davenport, Parker Kelly, next man up, 1025 The Game. Real change up here from Parker on a TD Thursday. Some High School Musical in here.
I told you it was going to be different.
He could have played BDP, Stop the Violence. Or something, or Michael Jackson, We Are the World,
or Black Eyed Peas, Where's the Love?
This one works too.
Sometimes I have intrusive thoughts.
I gotta say, you could have given me 1,000 guesses of what song you were playing here. Never would have gotten that one.
That was intentional. That was intentional.
Catch the Metro High School Football Game of the Week every Friday at 7 p.m. on 102.5 The Game, brought to you by LPL Financial Nashville and Patrick Conger. Tomorrow night's game, it'll be myself, Coach Bubba Spears, Nick Frazier out there as Stratford takes on Lawson. Before and after the game, Big Joe and Connor Newt will have complete high school football coverage with the Game Blitz powered by Southeast Financial Credit Union. All right, I want to get to everybody. We've only got a couple of minutes here, so we're going to go rapid fire. Philly Mike has been waiting patiently. Philly Mike, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. What's going on, man?
What's
hey,
up?
Very quickly, since 1987, I've had the opportunity to work for Coca-Cola in several cities, Philly, Houston, Atlanta, and now Nashville. And the story's been the same for over 40 years, man. In Philly, Randall, you had Rodney Pete, Jalen, Michael Vick, and it's been the same story, man. Can this guy read a defense? He's athletic. None of the brothers have ever been called a gunslinger. Randall is a gunslinger, okay, or was a gunslinger. When I got to Houston, it was Warren Moon and McNair. Same story. I got to Atlanta, it was Michael Vick. And now I'm here in Nashville, it's Cam. It's the same story over and over. Things haven't changed in 40 years, and these guys have been great quarterbacks. So I think that, Josh Allen, all these guys get breaks every year, and I hope the Bills fail again like they will do. But, TD, I agree with you, brother. So you guys have a great Labor Day holiday, and let's just let the guys play. And, you know, with Jalen, I'm glad Jalen is just a cool dude.
Yeah.
The guy outplayed Mahomes twice, won one Super Bowl, lost another one. So, hey, those guys are strong, and future African-American quarterbacks will be successful. Guys, have a great Labor Day holiday, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate that call.
It's a good call. All right, let's go to Adam in Portland, who has called in. Adam, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
I thought him up.
Yeah, so I like the call from earlier, too, man, from a couple calls ago. I've listened to Stillman forever, and I think there's been plenty of days where I'm like – freaking out on this dude, like, and it's been like years from the very beginning of his career. Pretty much, I've followed him, and dude, I don't like how the Titans handled this. I thought it was insane. Mm-hmm. It's like a loser football team to handle something like that when you're like, I've got to protect this little baby over here. I got to make sure that nobody says anything to him. And I like Cam, and I think Cam handled that well. But, like, the Titans did not handle it well. And I'm so glad football's around the corner because then you don't have to talk about stuff like this. But, like, this is what losers do, man. Like, this is when you feel like you have to go out of your way to protect this dude. I think Cam, like I said, I thought he handled the situation perfect. I think the Titans were weird with this. Do y'all not feel that? Like, I just feel like they handled it weird. And
yeah.
I still won't listen to Jared today. But there's been plenty of days where I'm like, I can't listen to him for a month because he just rubs me the wrong way. So I'm sure he rubbed the players the wrong way. But, like, you lock him out, though, like, that's just going to give him more attention, too. So, like, what are you really trying to do to end there? I don't get it.
Yeah. Man, you know, Adam, that's a good point. You know, I'm going to be quick so we can take the other call. But, yeah, it's just putting fuel on the fire.
Yeah.
It's not the right way to go about solving this issue.
Yes. I think, as I said, heading into the last break, of we got real football. Titans hit the field in 10 days for the first game of the season. We're talking about stuff that has nothing to do with the team. It felt like an unnecessary decision to make that's just drawing bad publicity. I mean, we're still talking about it, right? Like, instead of talking about what the defense is going to look like or how can Cam Ward develop, we have talked about that, but like Carnell Tate, instead we're talking about stuff that has absolutely nothing to do with the game being played in 10 days.
Yeah. Well,
it's where we are. 615-737-1025. Appreciate everybody who has called in. That is the most interaction we've ever got for Talk to T. I don't even think we got to a single text. It was just phone calls for the last hour. So we appreciate everybody calling in. Again, TD with us, presented by Bart Durham Injury Law. Coming up next, let's talk some Vanderbilt football. Vandy hosts Austin Peay to open the season this Saturday at First Bank Stadium. Pregame begins at 4:30 on 102.5 The Game with the kickoff at 6. Vanderbilt football is brought to you by Ponce Law and Gary Force Acura. We will speak with the voice of Vanderbilt football coming up next. Andrew Allegretta joins us. And don't forget, in the final hour, we'll give away two tickets to Vandy and Austin Peay. Jake Lyman, Teron Davenport, Parker Kelly, next man up, 102.5 The Game.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.